It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
George Rogers Clark basketball continues as we have a boys game coming your way. The Cardinals picking up their 20th win last night under head coach Josh Cook. Coach Cook picked up his 210th win at GRC and his 325th high school career coaching win. Cardinals picked up that win last night and they're back at it this evening. They're going to be taking on Paris High School. Paris with a record of 6-12 overall as GRC comes in with the 20 wins and the one loss. Bobby, the last time these two teams played, it was a 10-point game over at the GRC Arena, and I think Coach Ransom had his team in pretty good shape that time.
Coach Sean had his kids ready to play. They brought it for 3.5 quarters, and the Cards were able to squeeze it out and eventually get the victory, but it was one of the toughest games they have had in the district in a number of years, and they had to work hard to pull it out.
Well, and I look at Paris's schedule, and right now it appears that they are the second seed in the boys' action. Yeah. They have picked up a win over Bourbon County, a 3-point win right here on this home floor, and then they also beat Montgomery County by 11 on this home floor.
Yeah.
And they've knocked Montgomery County out two or three times the last season.
Montgomery County might very well wind up as the number four seed in this thing, which means that come district time, one versus four would pit the two county schools against each other. I mean, you know, the two prohibitive favorites, but Montgomery just hasn't quite brought it this year, so you're right. It could be that Bourbon may slip past them for that third slot.
Bourbon County, it was Paris beating a rival. And if you look at their last four games, Bobby, they are 2-2 in their last four games. But they had a 3-point win over Bourbon County, lost by two on the road at Bracken County, beat Montgomery County. In their last game, they lost by only 2 points here on the home floor.
Goodness gracious, yes, they have flat brought it and been ready to play. And, and if they play any way like they did the last time these two teams played, this one could very well turn into a barn burner.
We'll take a break when we come back after this 30-second break. Starting lineup, tip-off, game action all coming up here on WWKY.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Cardinal boys taking on Paris here at Paris High School. The Cardinals with a 20-1 record. Paris comes in at 6-12. Horn sounds. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Tonight's 3, Rashawn Hampton. At a guard, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At a forward, number 11, Montez Gay. At a forward, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at a guard, number 13, Breland Morrison. The head coach is Mr. Josh Cook. Now the starting five for your Paris Greyhounds. At a guard, number 3, Monte Jackson. At a guard, number 5, Jakari Ransom. At a forward, number 22, Elijah Webb. At a forward, number 23, Dalen Fields. And at a guard, number 30, Julius Gregory. Head coach for the Greyhounds is Sean Ransom. Your officials, Jody Heller, Nick Conway, Raynard Williams. Your trainer is Marl Gibson. On the scoreboard, Kelly Catlett.
There are your starters, and Puck got the job done, Bobby. He wasn't quite as colorful as Ivan, nor string it out as long, but I was able to try some of this good Hunt Brothers pizza. We get ready to go as ball is controlled by GRC. Cardinals looking good, wearing their red uniforms, trimmed in black, and Ashford drives in. Malachi shoots a runner, missed it, straight away on the rim, coming away with it. Here comes Paris. Ransom got down in there deep, tied up, jump ball. And we'll look, it'll stay with Paris.
Throw it a little too deep in, into a double team, and they've got it out of bounds.
Out on top, Gregory with a ball fake. Goes back over to Ransom. Ransom keeps the dribble. Angles off, now he hands it to Gregory. Paris runs the weave out on top. Jakari Ransom, senior guard, step back three with Morrison flying at him, missed it. Webb got a rebound. His shot's blocked at the rim by Gay, and then a travel by Gregory. So Paris tried the three and couldn't get the rebound put back. Montez Gay, who had 4 blocks last night, gets him one here. And he got those block shots in the first half. Ashford dribbling out on top. He's familiar with this gym. Goes to Rashawn Hampton, who tried to turn the corner, and he turned it over as it goes off of his foot, being guarded there tightly by Monte Jackson. No score. We played a minute. Jakari Ransom in the front court, hands it off. Jackson, pair of number 3s out there. Rashawn Hampton on Jackson, drives in, jump stop, blocked at the rim. And Montez Gay with another rejection.
He blocked it right off of him out of bounds. Just took it in there and challenged and was defeated.
Ashford, cross midcourt, throws a pass off the dribble to Gay. Montez driving in, spinning, got inside. Webb knocked it away from him. Gay collected it, put it up and in. Ransom wanted travel, no call. 2 points for Gay. Pressure in the backcourt. Here's Ashford, slipped behind and got the steal. Stole it from Jackson, driving in. Retreats on the dribble, left of the lane. Now takes it to the middle of the floor. Keeps his dribble between the legs. Now turns around. Breakout J.P. Gaines, a rare 3. And Gaines' 3 is missed. On the rebound, Gregory claims it. He's in the front court, and here's another steal by Malachi Ashford. Behind the back dribble, and he is mugged and put to the floor. Dalen Fields will foul him, as Malachi with 2 steals in back-to-back possessions.
Well, he drove it hard to the basket and had a jump stop, and Fields just ran right into him. Inadvertent, but very, very aggressive play by the Ashford.
Rashawn Hampton, catch and shoot 3, missed it. Weak side rebound taken down by Webb. Webb's a rebounding machine. He's had double-doubles in those four games I talked about where Parrish went 2-2. Greyhounds run the weave out on top. Breland Morrison sliding through. He's got Jackson now with a step-back shot from 18. Missed it. Ashford with a rebound. Cards with a 3-on-3. Morrison back over to Ashford. Straight away. Hampton spot up 3. Rayshon can't make it. And another rebound off to Paris. Cards now 0-for-3 behind the arc. Leading 2-0. 3 minutes gone in this game. Ja'Kari Ransom, wraparound pass down on the blocks to Elijah Webb. Shot blocked by J.P. Gaines. Morrison picks up the loose ball, goes to Gay. Montez with a dunk, and they're going to call traveling. And right now, Coach Ransom, he's got about as much energy as he's running the sideline like his team running the floor.
Well, Montez caught that ball but forgot to put down a dribble and turned it over going for the slam.
Passed into the front court to Webb, and Webb tried to throw a bullet pass from the left wing to the right blocks. It's broken up. It'll stay possession 2, Paris, right in front of the Cardinal bench. Greyhounds have the ball. We played a little more than 3 minutes. 2-0 Card lead. Gregory with a pass that Gaines deflected. Chasing it down. Webb got it. JP with the defense, and Gaines will foul him. Thought they got away with it, but they did not, and J.P. picks up his first foul.
Guard's pretty daggone alert here in the first 3.5 minutes defensively. They have turned that ball over 3 or 4 times and had some deflections, but only have 2 points to show for it.
Inbound to Ransom. Hit ball fake. Morrison steps out on him. Maddox Campbell is checked in for the Cardinals for J.P. Gaines, and that 3-point by Ransom is missed. Here comes GRC bringing it up. Cards with a 2-0 lead. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Ashford between the leg dribble, trying to shake Gregory. Gregory right on him. Malachi gets in the paint, little leaner, in and out.
Wow.
One and done for the Cards, too. Ja'Kari Ransom, senior guard, down the middle of the floor. Stop and go move. Took it in. Challenged Gay. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Breland Morrison. He had 9 boards last night. Up to Ashford. Malachi kicks it out to Gay, left side, driving in. Checked on the baseline by Webb. Skip it out to Ashford. Malachi has it. Coach Ransom wanted his team to pressure the ball. Lob pass to Morrison. Put it up and finish. Nice delivery by Ashford.
He took it down the right side and drew just enough defense to throw it over the top to the other side for the deuce.
Daylon Fields has it. Goes to Ja'Kari Ransom. His three's good. And now Paris to within 1.
4-3 here.
Cards are going to walk it up. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. Ashford, he's over in the corner right in front of the scorer's table. Tries to get by the Paris bench, and we've got a timeout called by Coach Josh Cook. He's called a timeout, 30-second timeout. Bobby, we'll try to work this one in for you.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In 5 models, from 65 to 100 PTO or horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Thank you, sir. As we get back to play, Cardinals with a 1-point lead. GRC has Gay, Ashford, Hampton, Taylor's checked in. Rashawn Hampton and Breland Morrison on the floor. Man-to-man by Paris Greyhounds. Ashford between the circle, keeps a dribble. Coach Ransom saying come out on him. Ashford crossover dribble, lost the ball, stolen away by Fields. 2-on-2, Ashford got it right back. His 3rd steal. Pass over to Gay. 3 ball, not there. Crashing the board. Morrison, put it up and in.
Morrison, strong side board as that thing looped out, and he was able to put it in. Cards up 6-3.
Breland Morrison coming off a 25-point performance. Montez Gay rejects it at the rim. He drives coast to coast. Got it in. You don't stop him. Big fella scores on the other end.
Yeah, what a freshman. He has really dominated in the paint early here.
foul in the backcourt. That will be Rashawn Hampton, his first, team second. Cardinal front line doing all the scoring. Gay with four, Morrison with four, and now Montez gets a break. He's got two baskets and four blocks here in the game. Had four last night. Good rim protector. Make that three block, excuse me. Deep in the left corner, Webb shovels it off. J.P. Gaines back in the game for GRC. Cards going man-to-man. Leading 8-3. Paris spreading the floor. Coach Ransom up walking, saying run through your offense. Jackson, step back mid-range shot, missed it. Rebounded by Ransom. Two ball fakes, and you get away with two. That third one they call traveling. That's almost a standard call.
Yeah, but he, you know, he was pinned. J.P. had him gained under, pinned under the basket, and he wasn't able to shake him with any ball fake, so consequently it could have almost been a three-second call as well.
Cards walk it up inside of 2 minutes here in the first quarter, and the clock rolling. Ashford left side to Braylon Morrison. His three-point shot, good. He's coming off of a 25-point game, and he's getting a good one here cooking tonight.
Nice assist from the top to the wing.
Rashawn Hampton goes for the steal. Picked back up by Webb. They'd rather have a ball handler get it, and Jackson in the backcourt looked like he traveled, but they're going to say turnover. And Coach Ransom trying to work the officials, but to no avail. His club turns it over for the fifth time. 11-3, Cards lead. Paris had closed it to within one at 4-3, but Breland Morrison took over after that. Malachi Ashford gets a step on the defense, puts up a 15-footer, missed it off the dribble drive, and Webb with a rebound. Paris with the ball. Ja'Kari Ransom between the leg dribble, not going anywhere. Morris cut him off. Elijah Webb driving in, Hamp Taylor on him, and both those guys, juniors, they'll see each other this year and next.
Paris with three strong players, Monty Jackson, Ja'Kari Ransom, and Elijah Webb. And Webb is one of their forces.
Webb puts a free throw in. I was surprised that they put that foul on Ashford. I thought Hamp Taylor would have got it, but evidently not. Eli Craig into the game. Hamp Taylor goes out. Craig, Hampton, Morrison, Gaines, and Ashford on the floor. And right now, Coach Cook talking to the official that saddled the foul on Malachi as Webb makes both free throws. Paris extending the defense out on the floor as Malachi Ashford angles off to the left. Eli Craig, his first touch of the ball, and they move it around the perimeter. Rashawn Hampton turned it over, stolen there by Jackson in a foot race. Jackson couldn't score it at the rim, but Hampton fouled him.
Jackson's a force. He's a good defensive player, good quickness, averages 14 a game, and that time he searched Ransom and was able to get that steal and that foul.
These guys about the same size. They're both seniors. They both wear number three, that being Monte Jackson and Rashawn Hampton. Good matchup here. Jackson's free throw went down and came off. Montez Gay comes in for the Cardinals. Rashawn Hampton gets a break. Cards with 14 fouls in this first quarter. There's less than a minute to play, and Jackson missed them both. Malachi Ashford walks it up. J.P. Gaines, Eli Craig offering a screen. Double stack on the high post. Ashford finds Breland Morrison between the circle. Coach Ransom worried more about the officiating now. He's walking the sideline. Ashford drives it right side. Checked there by Jackson. Pulls it out on the dribble. Gregory on Craig. Gaines takes it deep in the left corner. He gets double teamed. Somebody's got to be open. Montez Gay with 20 on the clock. Ashford pulls it out, keeps the dribble alive. Now there's 15 on the clock. Ashford got a step on Gregory, got in deep, put it up, count the basket, and a foul call.
As you say, he got him on his hip, took him strong to the goal, and was able to get that one to coax itself in over the front of the rim to the goal and is there for an and-one opportunity.
Malachi Ashford at the line. His free throw is good. He completes a three-point play. Guy comes into the game averaging 12 a game, hitting right at 80% at the foul line. Clock at 5. Here's a steal by Gaines. Gaines on a run out. Dunked it home with two hands as the horn sounds. So J.P. Gaines with a steal and the two-hand flush to end the first quarter of play. As we get ready for second half action, it's the Cardinals leading the Greyhounds 16-5. Bobby and I'll return in 1 minute.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
With the ball to begin the second quarter in a 16-5 lead, and GRC turned it over on the offensive end. 5 turnovers by the Cardinals, 6 committed by the Greyhounds. GRC with a 16-5 lead. 3-quarter trap on a run and jump. Jackson feeling it. Ransom helps him, makes himself available, drives in, pulls up from 15, and hit a jumper. He's got 5 in the game.
Stop with a nice soft jumper at the foul line to cut the lead to 9.
Gaines in the front court on the left wing, goes one-on-one, jump stop, kicks it out. Breland Morrison on the drive, put up the runner, missed the shot. Webb with his third rebound. For Paris, outlet thrown to Ransom, return it to Webb. Webb sized up there by Gaines. Paris now working around the perimeter. One-on-one, Jackson spinning, got in there on Gay and throws up the shot, and Montez will draw the foul. Thought he might get his fourth block, but Jackson, clever guy with that ball, able to get the shot off, and Gay picks up his first foul, team first of the quarter.
Quick spin move, got just in under the attempted block.
Jackson will go to the free throw line. He missed his first two attempts in this game. He and Rayshon Hampton, they've had a good battle in this game. Neither guy scoring so far until Jackson makes his free throw. Jackson, a guy that is used to scoring.
Yeah, 14 a game.
Yeah, and Rayshon Hampton inching his way toward 20 a game, but these guys, only 1 point in the game between the two, and second free throw missed, and Montez Gay brings it up. Rubs off of J.P. Gaines' screen. Gaines, pick and roll, caught it in the blocks, elevates, put it up and in. Power move, good concentration.
Gathered himself and was able to take it up strong. 18-8 GRC.
Pressure, Cardinals putting it on. And we've got a timeout called by Coach Ransom as he saw his guys feeling the pressure of the GRC press. Breaking the action, 6:35 to go before halftime. Cards up 10, back in 30 seconds.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
We'll Paris will have the basketball at midcourt. Cardinals have Ashford, Morrison, Hampton, Gay, and Gaines. GRC playing a run and jump. J.P. Gaines trying to catch Jackson as he got to the rim, short-armed it. Morrison with a rebounded miss. Cards in the front court. Drop it to Hampton. Grayshawn passed up a three out to Malachi Ashford. His long three is missed. Gaines engaged under there with Eli Webb, but Webb comes away with a rebounded miss. Paris in the front court. Jackson being picked up there by Rashawn Hampton. Malachi Ashford, they're all over him. Jackson having trouble handling the ball. He just rolls it over there to Ransom. Ransom has it left wing. Jab step. Step back three. Missed it. Rashawn Hampton claims the miss. Into the front court. Rashawn. Between the leg dribble, left of the circle, shovels it off straight away to Ashford. Malachi, blow by move, bank shot, missed it. Gaines elevates, kicks it out. Open three. Hampton, got it. Hard score on a second chance opportunity.
Get it, JP, for a strong board and a kick out.
First basket of the game for Rashawn Hampton. Hit five threes last night. GRC leading 21-8. 5:20 to go before halftime. Skip pass, right side, three ball by Webb. That's missed, and nobody under for Paris. Easy pickings for the Cards rebound. Hampton over to Gaines. JP throws the lob. It's over the head of Morrison. Turnovers even at six apiece. Webb in a hurry. Lost his footing, but it was aided by a trip inadvertent by Malachi Ashford. His second foul, team second of the quarter. Gregory comes out. Also, Monty Jackson, Coach Ransom giving his guys a little bit of a rest. And it'll be Paris with the ball. First touch of the basketball for Miles. He's calling for it back. Wants it from Ransom. Gets it. Miles deep in the corner. He's going to shoot a three fresh off the bench. He shot an air ball. It's loose on the floor. Two guys are on the deck. One of those being... Excuse me, J.P. Gaines.
Not surprised.
Not surprised. Good hustle play. Paris will keep it. Cardinals are 2 of 7 shooting the 3. Paris 1 of 6. Each team has 6 turnovers in the game. Cardinals lead 21-8. Ja'Kari Ransom deep in the right, left baseline, rather, and goes to Webb. He missed a 3-point shot and a long run out. Throw it to Gaines. He beat the defense back, put it up and in. He gave Webb a ball fake.
Yeah, ball fake, that's right.
Got Webb committed, then went right up at him.
And had the strength to get it in through his contact. 23-8 GRC, 4:38 left in the second quarter, and JP on the line.
Gaines averaging 8 points a game. He missed the rebound, missed the free throw, got his own rebound, and put it up and in. So that was a 4-point trip for JP.
And Coach Ransom beside himself.
Very irritated. His team thought it was a two-shot foul. They didn't move. They were glued to the floor, and Gaines got in there. Cards playing a little bit of a matchup zone. Here's a three-point shot that's hit by Johnson Miles as he came fresh off the bench. His first three was an air ball. He drained that one.
Well, Paris needed that. They were down 25-8.
Midway through this second quarter, Ashford will walk it up. Angles off to the left, checked out there by Traydon Merle, who checked in for the Greyhounds. Merle on Ashford. Malachi drives in, got to the rim, finger roll, put it up and in. Nice drive.
Well, it feels just no match for Ashford on the take to the basket.
Good penetrating drive by Ashford. Johnson Miles way out on the floor. They step out on him. Cards playing a little zone. They got Gay out on top at 6'4". He's tough to throw over. They get it into Webb. Webb with a double pump hook shot at the rim, and Breland Morrison got him. Morrison picks up his first foul. Team third. 3.5 minutes, a little over 3.5 to play here before halftime. It'll send Elijah Webb to the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 at the foul stripe this evening. Now make it 3 of 3 as he puts that one up and in. Gregory returns and Merle out for the Greyhounds. Also, Dalen Fields out of the game. And Corday Patterson checks in. Patterson, a big guy. Both free throws made by Webb. Cards with a ball and a 27-13 lead. 3.5 minutes to play before halftime. Man-to-man by Paris. Breland Morrison, he has it near midcourt. Floats it over to Ashford, left side. Return it to Morrison, right. Morrison drops it baseline to Eli Craig, who checked in. Morrison can't pass up this open three, and he made the right choice and hit it.
Well, he had time to measure it and said, I'm going up with this one. So Cards up 30-13, 3 minutes left in the first half.
10 points in the game for Breland Morrison. We said he can have a silent 20 on you if it is such a thing, and he's got half of them tonight. Perimeter passing by the Hounds, and this shot missed from three range, and J.P. Gaines with a rebound for the Cardinals. Gaines all the way down, kick it out to Montez Gay. He's going to give it back to J.P. Got deep, put it up and in. This will be another and-one opportunity for J.P. Gaines off the assist from Montez Gay.
Boy, Montez with a heck of a job that time of returning the favor. He got the pass to the top of the key, looked to shoot, and instead fired the bullet right back to him who had position and laid it in. In contact.
Gaines at the line for another and-one opportunity. He can't cash it in. So he's 0 for 2 at the free throw line, but he has 10 points in this game. Webb, back court, dribbles into the front court. Underhand pass over there to Jakari Ransom. He's checked by Ashford. Cards going a little 2-3. Gaines comes up for a double team. Patterson working the paint. Ball knocked away, picked up by Ashford. Malachi driving, finger roll short. Followed up, that won't go, and on the rebounded miss, here come the Greyhounds. Ransom, bluff to three. Boy, here's a long one, 25-footer put up by Johnson Miles. That won't go. 2 for 10 shooting as Paris behind the arc. Montez Gay has it between the circle. He'll shoot a three, went down and came out. Rebounded by Paris, throw it the length of the floor, and Usain Bolt couldn't have run that pass down.
Well,
he would have got way ahead of him.
He would have tried.
He would have tried, yeah.
D. East might have been able to get it.
D. East might have got it, yeah. Turnover, and going to the bench is Gregory. He'll get a breather after that errant pass. Eli Craig, J.P. Gaines, Montez Gay, Breland Morrison, and Rashawn Hampton. Montez will try a three. That won't go. Gaines with a tip follow-up and in. He's got 12 in the first half.
Put a body on him right out in front of the basket, and he just popped it back in over the rim. 34-13.
GRC adding to that lead. They go high post to Webb, who shoots a 12-footer with Gay in his face, but he knocked it down. In transition, Cards have been good. Second chance scoring, they've been even better. Hampton out on top for the Cards. Bounce past Eli Craig. He's going to try a three. GRC hadn't got the eye. Patterson with a rebounded miss. Fires it ahead to Ransom. Wanted to put a move on Eli Craig, and Craig stood his ground and actually took the ball rather than trying to take a defender on the lane or defend the lane, and turned over by Ransom.
Paris not playing with the precision it did in the last game against the Cards, and the score board reflects that.
1 minute to go. We've got an official timeout as there's an issue with Elijah Webb. Trainer is going to give this attention. There's 61 seconds to go before halftime, and putting a 4x4 and a Coban wrap on it, and Webb, they're going to have to take him out of the game anyway. So they got him taped up, but he's going out, checking in. You didn't think I knew what a Coban wrap did?
I did not, but I know one thing.
he put it on him quick, didn't he?
And they put it on a massive specimen also. that fella is flat built and one heck of an athlete.
GRC with the ball and a 34-15 lead. Paris trying to trap GRC. Cardinals with perimeter passing. Flashing high post is Breland Morrison. He got it. Attacked the rim. Missed the shot as Damon Plenty was in his face. Plenty checked in for Webb. In transition, a three hit there by Monte Jackson. Clock rolling. 30 seconds. Cards walking it up. Rashawn Hampton Angles it off to the right side. Paris playing a 2-3 zone. They bring it out and extend it on the floor. Morrison got it deep, put it up and in. He just put it right at Plenty.
Yeah, and Plenty didn't respond with the vigor he needed, and bucket, double to score.
12 in the game for Morrison. They throw it in the front court. Plenty's got it. Bounce pass to Patterson. Back to Plenty, and those two guys off the bench for Paris combined for a bucket. 3 seconds. Hampton between the circles. Shoots a three, and he missed it at the horn. First half comes to an end. GRC leading Paris here on the road at Paris High School. Cardinals, GRC, they've got 36. Paris Greyhounds, they've scored 20. Halftime show coming up. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break when we come back. Second half will be coming. But before that, a halftime show with game scoring, stats, and summary. All that straight ahead when we return in 2 minutes on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Halftime here at Paris High School. The Cardinal girls won the opening game of this doubleheader, won it convincingly. They rolled up 70 points in their win. And the Cardinal boys here on track to score and duplicate that number or exceed it. They lead at halftime over Paris. And boys action here by a score of 36-20, a game that saw a low-scoring game, Bobby, especially in that first quarter. And you got to think both the teams were running, but by the fact that the Cardinals only have 6 points in fast-break scoring leads you to believe that Paris has kind of slowed it down and made the Cardinals play more of a half-court game.
Well, that's true. GRC scored the last 5 points of the first quarter to take an astronomical 16-5 lead. We didn't know if anybody was going to get past 10 in that first quarter till very late, but they sort of broke it open there and then were able to actually double the score late in the second quarter before the Greyhounds got the last score to make it 36-20. So they have just gradually pulled away due to the fact that they've been a little bit more precise, a little bit more effective on the low block, and have not only made a couple of shots from the exterior, but with JP and Braylon doing the damage on the low block, they have outdistanced the host Greyhounds thus far.
Yeah, and you mentioned those two guys, JP Gaines and Braylon Morrison. They have 24 of the Cardinal 36 points. So, and Well, I mentioned GRC's been, pretty good on the fast break. They had 30 points last night. They got six here at halftime. Yeah. Second chance scoring's been good, though, Bobby. They've got a 9-0 edge in the rebound putbacks.
Well, and a lot of that due to those two players.
Sure.
And Montez got in the action a little bit as well, and he asserted himself early in the game with a couple of blocks and just sort of rocked Sean Ransom and his squad back on its heels a little bit, and as a result, GRC has jumped into what appears to be a comfortable position here at intermission. But this team, behind Monty Jackson, Ja'Kari Ransom, and Elijah Webb, is very, very formidable, and they can come back on you if you don't keep the pedal down.
Those three players with a combined only 15 points in the first half. We've got Jackson, a sharpshooter, and Rayshawn Hampton, the Cardinal sharpshooter, with 4 and 3 points, respectively, in the first half of play. Looking at some of the team numbers and individual numbers, we will share those. I've got those for you when we return. We're at halftime with the Cardinals leading the Paris Greyhounds 36-20. We'll take a one-minute break when we come back. I'll have team and individual stats after we return after this.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Halftime here at the boys' game, Cardinals of George Rogers Clark leading the Paris Greyhounds at halftime 36-20. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. Let's look at some of the numbers in this ballgame. Both teams cold from the outside. Cardinals shoot 3 of 12 behind the arc. Paris, they hit 3 of 11. Turnovers in the game, 6 committed by GRC, 9 by the Greyhounds. It's a 9-0 edge to the Cardinals in second chance scoring, while in fast break scoring, they have a 6-0 edge, GRC does, over Paris. Cardinals are only 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Paris, they shoot 5 of 8. Greyhounds in the first half, they got 6 points from Elijah Webb, who went 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 5 points for Ja'Kari Ransom. You also have 4 points for Monte Jackson, 3 scored by Andrew Johnson-Miles, 2 points in the game by Damon Plenty, Julius Gregory, Daylon Fields, and Traydon Merle all played but failed to score. The Cardinals of GRC, they've got 12 points each. J.P. Gaines with 12 points. He got 10 of his in the second quarter. And Breland Morrison, he has 12 in the first half. He's hit 2 of the 3 3-point shots for the Cardinals. Other scoring for GRC, 5 points for Malachi Ashford, 4 points and 4 blocks for Montez Gay in the first half. 3 points scored by Rayshawn Hampton. He hit a 3-pointer in the second quarter. Other players for GRC, Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Hampton Taylor all played but failed to score. The halftime is 36-20. Bobby and I'll return. We've got second half play coming your way as the Cardinals out on the floor going through a short shoot around, warming up as Paris now coming from the locker room. Another 1 minute break, second half play coming up after these messages.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Well, you can go to Rupp Arena and get Hunt's Pizza, Hunt Camp, Hayes McMakin, Strong Ferrosa, Hunt's Pizza.
He didn't have to go to Rupp to get it. He got it right here in downtown Paris where it is originated.
Where they, yeah. So appreciate Gateway Works there. Radio Works, oh, they're taking care of us here, Bobby.
I tell you what, it's good eating.
Hey, we get well nourished at the Golden Corral, too, on Cardinal Connection.
Well, it's Wednesday night, so yeah. What has changed?
Well, there you go. We're just not eating the buffet. But
yeah, not quite. But
we got the Hunt Pizza. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. And we appreciate that sponsor out there, too, the fabulous Golden Corral.
36-20, Cardinals leading as we begin the third quarter, and it'll be GRC with a basketball. Gaines, Morrison, Ashford, Gay, and with the ball, Rayshon Hampton. Paris playing man-to-man. They showed a little zone late. Cardinals did, too. Whip it down on the baseline. Wow. Bullet pass from Hampton to Gay.
They had that zone in place, or it looked like a zone, and Montez just split it and got that bullet pass from Jakaria, Rayshon out front.
Paris on the attack. Gregory goes out to Jackson. He shoots a runner. Missed it straight away. Gay in his face. Hampton with a rebound. Throws it to Montez. Right of the lane, return it to Hampton, shovel it off to Morrison, reverse layup, blocked by Webb, coming away with it, Jackson. Jackson with Gaines on his hip, jump stop, got to the rim and put it up and in. That's their first transition bucket.
He had to work hard for it, but he was able to get it in.
Ashford's going to walk it up, Gregory on him. Malachi left-hand dribble, he's between the circle, throws it off the dribble, and wraparound pass into Gay. Turnaround 12-footer, good, right in the paint. Back-to-back buckets for Montez. He's got eight.
Got eight and up to an 18-point cush here inside 7 minutes in the third.
Paris works it into the front court. Jackson splits the defense. He's double-teamed. Bounce it across the lane to Webb. He attacked, put it up and in, and got a foul. Coach Cook just walking the sideline there and turned his back to his team. As Montez Gay picked up the foul, that's his second, team first of this quarter.
Paris is going to continue to bring it despite the margin, and they're capable of cutting into this thing more than a little.
Patterson checks back in for the Greyhounds. At the line is Webb. He's been 4-4 at the free throw stripe this evening, and he makes that free throw. Webb's a nice player coming off of back-to-back double-doubles for the Greyhounds. They went 2-2 their last four games, but the two losses, a combined 3 points. Ashford dribbling left wing. Gregory checked him there. They go deep in the corner. Morrison picked up by Patterson. Return it to Ashford. Montez calling for it. Instead, Morrison, mid-range jumper, good. 15-footer left side. You like that mid-range jumper?
Yeah, he stepped inside the arc. Foul line extended. Nailed that baby.
Paris breaks the Cardinal pressure, but with stress, and a three-point shot is launched and missed. Rebounded weak side by Patterson. His shot is blocked back at him by Morrison. Cards ran off and left the ball. Patterson throws over the defense, and scoring at the rim is Jackson. He's got eight. So Coach Cook's looking as he didn't mean to call the timeout, but evidently someone has called the timeout. So the official is going to put it on GRC. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. And 30-second timeout. Now they're going to give it to Paris. Go ahead, Bobby.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
After the Paris timeout, Cardinals with the ball. Ashford goes to Hampton, drop it baseline, and Montez Gay, he's on a tear right now. He scored three of the four baskets here in the third quarter.
Well, I mean, that would look like it was set up for him to take that baseline 10-11-footer, and it was nothing but bottom.
Cardinal front line, Gaines with 12, Morrison with 14, and now Montez Gay, he's got 10.
And there was a walk there as he went to the basket, so GRC back with the ball.
Montez Gay tried to hold on to it, and the Cards turn it over. Threw it behind Gay, and Montez couldn't control it.
Yeah, a little cavalier with that attempted pass.
Morrison goes out. Eli Craig comes in for the Cardinals. Craig, Gaines, Gay, Ashford, and then Rashawn Hampton on the ball. Ja'Kari Ransom pounding that dribble. Wanted to go right side. Eli Craig took it away from him. Here's Montez Gay. At the rim, put it in. He blew by Fields and laid it in.
Well, he's had a quarter.
Sure has. 12 points for Gay. 8 here in this quarter. We're not even midway through it. Jackson checked there. He puts up a 15-footer, left side of the lane, kicked out to Ja'Kari Ransom. His three-pointer, very short. And here come the Cardinals with a rebounded miss. 3-on-1. Gaines finishing, finger roll, didn't get it. Cordell Patterson, he's got it, throws a pass over to Jackson. Card's got to get back. Paris with a 3-on-3. Now the floor settles as Ransom goes left side. Webb driving, double pump, put it up and in. He was in attack mode and got to the rim.
He slashed through three defenders and got to the other side of the basket and laid it home.
Cards with the ball. As Gay throws it baseline, J.P. Gaines, he's going to have another opportunity. He's had three opportunities at and ones. This will be his third, and we'll see if he can finish this one. He's missed the free throw on the prior two.
Patterson and Ransom just saying, what do we have to do? But J.P. there to take advantage of a situation with another attempt at and one.
Still can't get it. Missed the free throw. Comes off, and here comes Ransom. Cards up 48-29, midway through this third quarter. Ransom kick it out to Webb. Webb shoots with Gay flying at him, and he knocked it down.
That was pretty.
13 points in the game for Elijah Webb. Hampton tries to answer, and he does. Rashawn Hampton with a three-pointer on the right wing, and he knocks it down.
Well, so they... You take and you give away.
Yeah, just those baskets.
Yeah, just swap those threes.
Hampton Taylor in. J.P. Gaines out for the Cardinals. 3.5 to play in the third. 51-32. GRC with a lead. Paris with a ball. And high ball screen. And they're going to get Patterson with a foul. And he's played limited minutes, but he's getting his money's worth. He's got three fouls himself.
I tell you what, he sets one massively strong screen.
Yeah, big guy. Ooh. He's a senior. He's been here a while. He's down on the blocks. He's got his eye on Hamp Taylor, who's calling for it, but Ashford goes to Eli Craig. Drop it on the blocks. Montez Gay with a ball fake got Webb committed, but then I think Miles fouled him on the backside.
Yeah, Johnson Miles came back in on him and whacked across him after he had already faked Webb out.
Montez Gay will go to the free throw line. He's had 8 points in this quarter, giving 12 for the game. And
he's had an excellent start to this quarter, perhaps one of his best of the year.
Averaging 11 points per game, and he missed the free throw here. He's got one more coming. Patterson goes out, plenty back in for the Hounds. Plenty, a 6'1 senior, got him to come out this year, evidently, and he's on the ball team and playing some minutes. Cardinals having trouble at the foul line. They are now 1 of 6 at the free throw stripe. Field shoots a three with Gay flying at him. Missed the shot. There's plenty. His rebound won't go. And Hamp Taylor pulls it away. And clinging on to Taylor is Johnson Miles.
Yeah. Hamp got that one. And Johnson Miles didn't want him to have it. So he wrapped him up pretty good.
Well, I don't think he knew how bad Hampton Taylor needed that, because if they get another shot on an offensive board, that means Coach Cook's not going to be too happy with him.
He may not be out there long.
No, he's fighting for playing time that time.
Well, he earned that rebound and got credit for it.
Ashford hands it off to Rashawn Hampton, who tried to split the defense and turned it over. 2-on-2, Paris at the rim, and Eli Craig with a block shot, but he'll pick up the foul. That'll be the first on Craig and the second on the Cardinals as a team. Stops the clock with 2:49 to play here in the third.
Rashawn Hampton trying to split a trap, going to the basket on one end, lost the ball, and that led to the run out on the other.
Now Paris having a little trouble at the free throw line as Fields misses his free throw. He's got another one coming.
51-32, 2:49 left in the third.
Second free throw, he made that one. Malachi Ashford comes up on the dribble, driving off to the right side, penetrates, got by the defense, left hand, reverse layup, good.
He used that goal to shield his up and under shot.
Beautiful play, started on the right, finished with the left on the left. Fields with a floater. In the paint, missed it, tipped off the board, battle for the rebound, kept alive. Malachi Ashford tried to save it, and he ends up about four rows deep into the bleachers, which are pretty well filled. Nice crowd.
Nice crowd, especially from across the county line in Clark. Good crowd here.
2:15 to go in the third. Cards up by 20. Ransom launched a three. Missed that one. Craig kept it alive, and chasing it down is Malachi Ashford. Malachi between the circle. Looks over, finds Eli Craig. Make that shot, big guy. He couldn't do it. He hit made an attempt at a three from the left baseline. Johnson Miles, a guy that determined to get in there. Hampton Taylor blocked him once. He discouraged him a second time. Plenty shoots it, and it's short. Rebound by Craig. Throws a lead pass to Morrison and Breland. Again, Eli just led him a little too far. Cardinals with their 10th turnover of the game. Montez Gay in. Rashawn Hampton out. Also, Hampton Taylor out. Maddox Campbell, he comes in.
Good effort from Hamp Taylor.
Campbell, Gay, Ashford, Craig, and Morrison on the floor. Breland's got Ja'Kari Ransom. Done a good job on him when they've been man-to-man. Cards have played a little bit of a zone. And I don't know where Ransom was throwing that ball. Webb just turned his head and kind of like, it sure wasn't me.
He threw it where no one could get to it.
No, vacated space.
Yeah, he certainly didn't mean to, that's where it went. And so, GRC ball.
20-point lead by the Cardinals. They've led by as much as 21. Double high stack. Campbell rolled. He didn't get it from Ashford. Instead, Eli Craig. He drops it baseline. Give and go. Put it in. Montez Gay with his fourth assist, and he had a four assists the other night.
He sure did. That was really pretty. Biggest lead of the game for the Cards at 22.
Oldest play in the game. Give and go, and it worked there. Webb attacking. He got in deep. Backside help came for the Cardinals, but Montez Gay needed help a little earlier, and Eli Craig got the foul, his second, team third.
Going back to Montez, he is particularly good at hitting the cutters going to the basket from the wing.
You know, that was a dandy pass there. And
yeah.
Last night he threw Hampton Taylor a bounce pass. When Hamp went slashed across the lane, it was right on the money.
It had to be, and, well, that's why you practice. And they're doing it the way they're supposed to.
Webb trying to make a free throw. If he does, and he did, after he made in the ball game, he made his first six. That is the first second chance scoring point for the Hounds in the game. Inside a minute to play in the third. Clock rolling. Ashford trying to shake Jackson. Couldn't hardly shake him. Finally got a step on him, driving to the right side, and he'll pick up the foul, his first. He's played a lot of minutes and has managed to stay out of foul trouble. He and Rayshawn Hampton have had a go at it.
Well, and you know how badly these Paris Greyhounds want to try to contain Malachi. And he just is a little bit quicker. And although he didn't make the free throw, he is certainly there shooting it as a result of his ability to create.
He goes 1 of 2 at the line. The Cardinals 2 for 8 shooting free throws in this game. I guess you want to be picky. That's something that's not real good. Double team on Fields. He finds plenty in the high post. Campbell cut him off. They reverse it and drop it baseline, and then Ransom hit a three. He looks up at the rafters like, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he got the pass, and he was due. Definitely due. He's a good player.
8 points in the game for the senior guard, and Malachi Ashford took his eye off the defender, and the ball goes off his foot. Cards with 11 turnovers. They've had 5 miscues in this third quarter.
19 seconds in the quarter.
Cards run and jump. Paris beats it in a hurry. Jackson throws it up at the rim, and he's fouled with 11 and a half seconds to play. Coach Sean Ransom walking the sidelines, clapping his hands, trying to implore his troops to just gut it on out.
Well, there's no quit in them. Not against GRC.
2 free throws coming for Monty Jackson with 11 and a half seconds to play. And Jackson's free throw, he rattled it in. He is now 2 for 5 at the foul line. 9 points in the game. One of their top scorers makes another free throw. Clock rolling. It's at 7. Ashford in a hurry. Got to the rim. Finger roll. Put it up and in. They didn't stop the ball. He made them pay.
Yeah.
Ja'Kari Ransom launches from beyond midcourt, hit the backboard, and that's it. Third quarter comes to an end. The Cardinals of GRC, they lead Paris here at Paris High School by a score of 58-39. Step aside for 1 minute when we come back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Fourth and final quarter, Paris with the basketball, but GRC with the lead. Cardinals have Hampton, Ashford, Gaines, Gay, and Morrison on the floor, and GRC showing a 2-3 with Hampton and Ashford out on top. Jackson drives in, feeds Ransom, his three, hit the last one, he missed that one. Plenty can't follow, and Morrison clears the glass for GRC. Morrison with a rebound up to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn with 2 3-point shots in this one goes over to Malachi. He missed a three. Gaines with a rebound. Cards move it quickly, and they said Hampton for another three. Missed it. Montez Gay comes flying in. He got it. Feeds Ashford. Drives the rim. Hang time, and it rolled off the back iron. Loose ball, and Fields able to pick it up. He tries to get it in the front court. He angles off to the left, and Coach Sean Ransom said we got away with a double dribble, but then they give it right back with an over-and-back backcourt violation. Did you see him? He made the motion. He said he double dribbled, and then his team turned it over.
And it looks like somebody's going to talk about it.
30-second timeout. We played about a minute in the fourth. Bobby's got a message here.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Thank you, sir. It's 58-39, Cardinals leading. Maybe 22 points, the longest lead that GRC's had in this game.
That's where we, exactly where we are, 22.
Cards with the ball after that timeout. Man-to-man by the Greyhounds. Gay flashes up high. They throw the lob to him. He caught it. Got deep there on Webb. Left blocks. Handed off, and Webb blocked the shot of Rayshon Hampton, but got him in the process. That foul on Webb will be his first. It'll be the team first in the fourth quarter.
Rayshon been silent offensively, but with an opportunity here to get a couple of free throws in and get closer to double digits.
Hampton inching his way up towards 20 points per game. As boy, the Cardinals just woeful at the ninth at the line tonight. 2 for 9 shooting free throws.
Yeah, and good in virtually every other phase of the game.
Sure. Hampton averaging 19.5 points per game. He goes 1 of 2 at the foul line here. He's got 7 in this contest. Yeah, GRC as a team hit 73%
right
on the season.
Yeah.
Ransom tries a 3, missed it. Cards with a long rebound and a run out. That's what will happen. Gay fouled at the rim, and a good display of sportsmanship. Paris helping him up.
Yeah, Gregory got him. Or to check that, Jackson.
Second foul on Paris as a team. Jackson picked it up. Montez Gay will take his try at the foul line. He's 0 for 2 at the free throw line. He got 12 points in the game, and he shoots a miss. Gay had an explosive third quarter. He had 8 points. And in the first couple of minutes, he made 3 of the first 4 baskets for the Cards. Well, he missed another one. In a hurry, Ja'Kari Ransom goes all the way down, and the Cards fouling as Coach Cook walking the sideline and looking out there on his team, and he wants to talk to his point guard and his senior frontline player. Gay with a foul. Montez picked up number 3, first on the Cardinals as a team, and Ja'Kari Ransom will stroll to the free throw line. Ransom has not been there. He's got 8 points in the game, and he missed it. Been a little hard on both teams. 16 point per game average for Ja'Kari Ransom, and as far as a free throw shooter, he's 61% on the season.
Well,
but he's 0 for here. He missed both of them.
Well, it just looked like they're just kind of throwing it up there. One more breath might make a big difference.
Well, Breland Morrison says, take this as his spin move off the dribble drive got him to the basket. And the 6'2 senior's got 16 points in the game, coming off a 25-point performance. Webb with a blow-by move, and Red Sea just parted, and he scored easily.
Yeah, we're at 61-41, 6 minutes left.
16 points in the game for Webb, pacing Paris in this game. Hampton drops it down to Gaines. JP double team on the right block, spinning, shooting, didn't go down. He slapped his hands. It rattled around and came off. Webb out on top. He's telling his players to clear it out. He wants one-on-one. 3-point shot, not there. J.P. Gaines hauls down the rebounded miss. Paris 5 of 20 from behind the arc. Cards with a ball and a 20-point lead. Ashford spinning, dribbling, got to the foul line, pulls it out on the dribble. Montez Gay calling for it down inside. Breland Morrison drives by the defense, didn't use a board, missed a shot. Montez Gay put it up and in.
He stayed right there with it and was able to get the rebound and slip it in with that left hand.
Official time as players drawing the attention to the officials and moisture on the floor. But I assure you that has nothing to do with the free throw shooting.
No.
I assure you that.
Cards back up to a 22-point cush at 63-41, 5:12 remaining in regulation.
And the Cardinals have Morrison, Hampton, Gaines, Ashford, Gay on the floor. Ransom going one-on-one. Breland Morrison cut him off, turned him over to J.P. Gaines. Morrison switches off. He'll take Webb. Webb had nowhere to go, and he was falling down. Morrison fouled him and bailed him out. The official right there to call it. Breland picks up his third foul, second on the team.
Spun his way into him and fell back, and he got all ball, but there was enough elbow there to where he got the call.
Elijah Webb makes a free throw. He has been the only free throw shooter tonight that's had any success at all at the line. And then he missed the second one. He is 7 of 10 shooting free throws. As Malachi Ashford angles off to the left, hands it to Morrison, straight away to Gaines, left side. They go, now right side with it. Hampton leaves it, Breland Morrison, three-point shot rimmed out. Gaines in there battling, but over the back of Gregory, no call there. Going the other way, Paris with the ball in the front court. They have yet to have, they only have one transition bucket in the game. Cards have gotten back. Jackson nearly walked. He goes to Gregory. His runner not there. Cards with three players down in the paint. Gregory, don't tell him that. He's undersized and outmanned, but he kept it alive. And the shot is missed from three-point range. Cards get it. Ashford at the foul line. Got inside. 12-footer straight away. That's missed. Ransom wants to run. Left-hand dribble. Lost the ball. Got it back. Morrison on his hip. Now Gaines takes it. Jakari got deep. Leaned in and put it up and in. Use some strength and size there.
It definitely in a hesitation move as well.
Out on top with it, Breland Morrison looking. He puts it on the floor, checked there by Webb. Morrison at the left elbow, then hooks it over to Malachi Ashford. Ashford got a step on Gregory, goes all the way down, put it up and in as he attacked the rim on the drive.
Boy, it's amazing how they just crawl over the front.
7 in the game for Ashford. Webb trying to answer, and he does. He's got 18 in the ball game. With that fadeaway 10-footer off the dribble. So he scores off the bounce, and Paris calls another timeout. 3:23 to go in the ballgame. Full timeout called. 65-46. Cardinals lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Cardinals with the ball. After that timeout, J.P. Gaines throws it to Eli Craig on the right baseline. Hamp Taylor shovels it off, got it back from Ashford, put it up and in. Gave it up, got it back, put it in.
Sharing the ball, that's what you preach, and hopefully they execute.
Hampton Taylor, Rashawn Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Eli Craig, and Malachi Ashford on the floor as Gaines and Craig double team down in the blocks. Knock it out of bounds. Paris will keep possession. GRC built this lead, and they've just kind of held it and traded baskets after they got up by 20. Webb doing all he can to keep his team in it. He scored 18, but he launched a three there that goes out of bounds off the miss. And the Cards get it back.
Yeah, the closest the Greyhounds have been able to get in this second half is 15. So they've sort of held serve pretty well here since taking that 16-point lead at intermission.
Gaines on the left wing, try to give and go to Hampton, and his pass is picked off. Driving in, Jackson flipped it up, and he'll go to the foul line. Cards were back, but they didn't stop the ball, and subsequently a foul called, and it'll be on Hampton Taylor. He picks up his first, team third of this fourth quarter. Cardinals as a team, they are in this ballgame 3-for-12. Paris at the line as Jackson makes his free throw. Shot a little better. Paris has shot 20 free throws in this game as Jackson makes another one. And a three-point shooting specialist checks in, Andrew Johnson-Miles. He's got 1-3 in the game. He's taken three shots and hit one. Quentin Rice comes out for the Greyhounds. Man-to-man by the Hounds. Cards with the ball in the big lead. Ashford just pounding that ball on the floor. He's between the circles, now right of the circle. High screen by Gaines, shoots a three, it came off. Webb with a rebounded miss for the Greyhounds. Webb driving in, Gaines on him, and again, it seems like we're shooting free throws every trip down the floor. Gaines picks up his second, fourth team foul. And you need to let the clock run, you know, if you're the Cards. You've sure. got the lead. No use putting them at the line. That free throw made there by Webb. 9 of 11 at the free throw line is Elijah Webb. Looking for a 20-point night, and he got it. Montez Gay comes in. J.P. Gaines checks out. For the Cardinals, inside of 2 minutes, clock rolling, GRC up by 17, and with possession of the ball. Rashawn Hampton, blow by move, flipped it up and put it in. He got a step on Jackson, took it to the rack.
Well, he just measured him and then finally took him from the top.
Ransom trying to work on Eli Craig, couldn't go anywhere, throws it to Elijah Webb, and Montez Gay just took it away from him. Dribbled it out in front of Montez, and Tez with the 4 blocks and 4 assists, chalk him up a steal there. It goes left wing to Craig. Over to Hamp Taylor. Had a deep three instead. Kicks it out. Cards reset. Drop it baseline, right side. Taylor comes across, spinning, left-hand shot, didn't go. Nice footwork, good move, didn't get the basket. Johnson Miles over to Jackson. He's right of the lane. Skip it over to Ransom. Three in rhythm's good.
Well done there.
Yeah, he was in rhythm, yeah. And if there was one going to go down, that would be it. Inside a minute, clock rolling. Cards with a 69-53 lead. Ashford hands it off to Rashawn Hampton. Back over to Malachi. Deep in the right corner. Dribbles by a double team. Keeps it going. Finds Montez Gay. Bounce pass to Taylor. Back out to Gay. Clock at 35. Paris just packing it in, and Montez Gay dribbling right in front of the bench, and Coach Cook, hands behind his back, nodding his head, saying, just keep on dribbling until they want to come out. So this is going to be Paris sending up the white flag with 15 seconds, and the Cards are just going to dribble it on out. The score is 69-53, and Montez Gay still dribbling around. We've got 5 seconds. He's got a big grin on his face as Coach Sean Ransom's been waiting at the scorer's table, and that'll do it. Horn sounds. Don't know that I've ever seen that. But anyway, I guess you live long enough and you do enough broadcasts, you'll see anything. I haven't seen a team just say, hey, 25 seconds, dribble it out.
Dribble it out. Well, maybe.
They did, though.
Maybe they want to go see a second half of a consequential game. Who knows?
Well, Cardinals win this one. GRC, they improved their mark now to 21-1 with a 63-69-53 win over Paris. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We'll step aside. 2 minute timeout. We come back. Game scoring, stats, and summary all straight ahead on a postgame show. Back after this.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
With the Cardinal win tonight, GRC, they improved their mark to 21-1 on the season. So they get the win 21-1 as Paris, their record, it goes now to 6-13. Final in the ballgame, 69-53. Cardinals had a 36-20 lead at halftime. It was low scoring in the first quarter, and again, the halftime score, 36-20, but second half, Bobby, is just kind of swap baskets.
The Greyhounds
and a lot of fouls.
Yeah, never got closer than 15 points, and that is a credit to overall the defense that GRC played, and both teams, as you say, just sort of treaded water, and it wound up both teams scoring 33 points in the second half, and the 16-point first half margin is what it was at the end.
And, again, a lot of free throws, yeah. A lot of fouling in this game. In the contest, 36 free throws shot in this ball game. Looking at some of the team numbers in this 69-53 victory, Cardinals of GRC shot 4 of 18 from three-point range. Paris, they shot 6 of 23. Turnovers in the game, 16 for the Greyhounds, 12 for the Cardinals. Second chance scoring, it was a 13-4 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring in the ball game ended up being a 10-2 edge for the Cards in that category. Free throw shooting, it was woeful tonight for GRC. They shot 3 of 12 at the foul line overall as a team. A team that shoots 73% on the season. Well, tonight it was 3 for 12. Paris, they didn't fare a whole lot better. They went 16 of 24 at the foul line in tonight's game. Leading scorer in the ball game for both clubs, it was Elijah Webb. He came away with 21 points, 13 points for Ja'Kari Ransom, 12 scored by Monte Jackson. That's the big three for Paris. Those guys usually get their points. It was 3 points for Andrew Johnson-Miles, 2 points for Damon Plenty, 1 point scored by Daylon Fields. You had Corday Patterson and also Trey Merle, along with Quentin Rice, all that played but failed to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, they got 4 players in double figures, very balanced scoring, 16 in the game for Breland Morrison. He got 12 in the first half, 14 points for J.P. Gaines. J.P., he had 8 of his, or make that 10 of his, in the 10 of his 14 in the second quarter. 14 points also scored by Montez Gay. Montez had 8 of his 14 in the third quarter. 12 points scored by Malachi Ashford, 9 points for Rayshon Hampton. He hit a pair of threes in tonight's game. Other Cardinal scoring, 2 points for Eli Craig, 2 points for Hampton Taylor. Also, you had Maddox Campbell that played but failed to score for the Cards. GRC goes to 21-1, while Paris, they fall to 6-13. Again, the final, 69-53. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here at Paris High School, where the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, girls and boys, win a doubleheader. More to come. Post-game show in 1 minute here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
It's a doubleheader sweep for George Rogers Clark High School tonight. The girls win the opening game, scoring 70 points, and they win, picking up the win tonight. And the Cardinal boys make it a doubleheader sweep as they come away with a, they score 69 in the win. It's a 69-53 Cardinal victory here at Paris High School. GRC, they remain undefeated in district play, undefeated in region play. And their record now stands at 21-1 overall. Coming up later this week, we've got a road game. We're going to take the show on the road. We'll be going up to Scott High School on Friday. That's a boys-only game. That'll be up there at Scott High School for the Friday game. Bobby, you got something on your mind?
No, I'm just saying that instead of a normal 7:30 start, since there's just one game, they're going to give GRC plenty of time to get up there. And so, as you just mentioned, 7 o'clock start, and should be a good game. It's a nice facility. It's not overly big or huge, but they'll be competitive because Scott High always is.
Yeah, the Eagles playing up there, and they lost their last game out as the Cardinals. We'll take on the Scott High Eagles, and we'll have that game coming for you. That'll be on Friday at 7 o'clock tip time in that one. So GRC picks up the win tonight. We'll catch word from head coach Josh Cook as he comes up here, and his team playing. Coach, your team back-to-back nights. Your thoughts of this Paris game?
There's some good things. Scott, we're tired.
Yeah,
there was some good things. I mean, hey, you're regular season district champs. You took care of business. You come over on a back-to-back night. Not probably my ideal of the schedule, but to make it work and to be able to fit it in, and to be able to do good enough things to come over here and get a double-digit win. I'll take it any day. You know, I like to win the ugly ones too. So.
Yeah, and this game, I guess, winning in a different style. You rolled up 30 points in fast break action last night. Tonight you only get 10 in transition, but you played a half court game and you got to work on some things defensively. We saw you play a little zone action.
Well, we played some zone and we want to work on some zone. It was pretty effective. It kind of got us in the driver's seat and we wanted to get better. The problem was we were so tired. Like when you see the guy dribbling the basketball beat the other guys down the floor and we're, you know, cut, dive, dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't really happening and that's okay. I mean, they're just a little tired, but those things happen overall, but great jobs, some really good plays. You know, and just, you know, Always proud of him. Always proud of him.
Head coach Josh Cook here. His front line of Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, and Montez Gay. Those guys combined for 44 points tonight, and they gave you offensive rebounding putback, 13-4 edge tonight on second chance scoring.
Man, that's kind of a good sell. I mean, I'm okay with that selfish. If you want to go rebound and put it back in, more power to you. We're going to support you in that one. And overall, a lot of good things done. And Harrison's got a nice team. They're sitting, I think, at the 2 seed right now. And
they are.
We'll have to see how everything plays out, but. I'm excited for our guys. We got to get, tomorrow we got to get rest up, and then Friday we got another tough game. And this is great for us mentally. That doesn't mean we're going to all the guys are going to handle this the best mentally, but it's a great growing experience knowing what we're getting ready to step into next week as well.
What Coach Cook's alluding to next week, your calendar is like mine. It's going to say February, and February is going to be chock full of some tight games. We started with Scott High School on Friday, then we've got Frederick Douglass, Madison Southern, and Great Crossing all the following week. So, get your team rested up and get them ready to go, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be are you guys going up Friday?
We will. We'll be covering that game.
They're pretty good. They got good size. They've always got some pretty good kids. And
it's good to see that district because we see a lot of the bluegrass in the central Kentucky area. It's good to go up north and see those some of those other teams.
It is. And it's a little different style, but that's what's unique about our region is you play different styles wherever you
good
go.
Point.
And you got to be able to adjust to that.
Yeah, and I think Campbell County got beat last night. So
by Cupcath.
Yeah, so you're going up there taking on
that. That's no disgrace.
No, that's a strong team. So.
Yeah, they're good. And, Coach, it was good to see your front line do what it did, and that just means the opposition's got to pay attention to all five positions defensively. So. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's good. There's a lot of good things to take away from it. And, make a couple easy ones. It's, we're getting better. I'll say that. We're getting better.
Breland Morrison followed up a 25.9 rebound effort with 16 points tonight, 8 boards, and Montez Gay tonight, 14 points, blocked 4 shots, dished out 4 assists, and J.P. Gaines, 14 points, crashed the offensive boards, and Malachi Ashford didn't press it too much, coming back to a place he's familiar with. You talked to him a lot throughout the game. Of course, that's not unusual.
Yeah, no, I just talked to him. And, really, I want to encourage him to see some things. And, I know it's an emotional game for him, so I want to make sure he knows I'm there for him. And, we're going to be there to him to make his job as easy as possible. And because I know he wants to play and play well, and we want to help him do that.
21-1, that's the Cardinals record. Head coach Josh Cook, he picks up the win. He's going to be on the road again Friday up against Scott Eagles. We'll be covering that game for you. Coach, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Coach, we'll see you in 46 hours.
Thank you.
Head coach Josh Cook, back-to-back games. His Cardinals played, and they won back-to-back contests. That's going to do it here from Paris High School. Bobby, take care, and I'll see you on Friday.
Sounds like a winner. We'll see if we can notch one more Friday.
69-53, a final. The girls score 70 and the boys score 69 tonight in a doubleheader sweep of Paris High School. For Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, back to the station. Tom, we appreciate it. He ran a tight board for us. Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett, saying until Friday, have a great evening and the rest of the week. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
From the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I